All right, now, I do want to point out that I'm not going to go into much more in-depth discussion of this passage that I'm reading. By the way, I will read all of Genesis chapter 15, but again, I'm not going to really be going into detail about the rest of the passage, because my primary point, my primary goal is not to break down what all is taking place in there. My primary goal is to focus on the communicating. And so that's the focus. And of course, right now, it's all about the vision. Not visions, plural. This was one vision. So what else took place in this vision? Again, where Abram was more than likely wide awake, which is normally, which is often when visions take place. The person is wide awake, but God will often suspend their natural eyesight so that they're not seeing what they would normally see with their physical eyes. They're seeing something else that is specifically what God wants them to see, whatever that is. Something that God wants them to see that they would not see with their natural physical eyes. Verse 7 again, he also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? So the Lord said to him, bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. Abram brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. Then birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Conversation is continuing. Now, note this. Either Abram is still in having the same vision that started before, or the vision part of it ended and they continued their discussion. And we just were not told that the vision had ended. Very often in scripture, particularly when you're talking about, you're looking at God conversing with his prophets, Ezekiel, Zechariah, Jeremiah, etc., Daniel, various ones, where it's indicated to us when the vision is ended. Whether, and then the word of the Lord, and then the Lord departed when he was talking with Abram later on. And he was getting ready to leave after explaining to him what was getting ready to happen in Sodom and Gomorrah. And he had the conversation with Abraham, and Abraham said, oh, what if you find, and they talked about the number of righteous that would be found there in order for God to decide to have mercy and spare the cities. Think about the conversation that God had with Samson's parents before Samson was born, and how he left from speaking with those two once he was through speaking. Any number of times in the scriptures, we're told, it's clearly indicated to us when God is through talking. Maybe not every time, but often. So either the vision is continuing, or it has ended and we just weren't told that he had transitioned from vision back into his natural state. One thing's for sure, the conversation never ended. The conversation began at the commencement of the vision, and the discussion continued. Should we conclude that the vision continued as well? Check this out. Abram said, O sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? So the Lord said to him, bring a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. Abram brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. It would seem that the vision may have ended since Abram was able to participate in all of this activity, going out to get the animals and then to bring them back. And these are physical animals. These are actual animals, actual birds. Is it possible that God could have the vision continuing and still have Abram engaging in this physical activity? Like I said, it's possible that God had him transition from the vision back into the natural realm, and he's seeing with his natural eyes, etc., and still hearing from God, still communicating with God. We do not have to be in a vision, be experiencing a vision in order to communicate with God. And that's part of the beauty of it. Most of the time, we are not going to be experiencing visions, dreams, etc. The vast majority of our life, we're going to be wide awake, and most of our conversation with God will take place while we're wide awake. And that's a good thing. So let's see what else happened. The birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep. He fell into a deep sleep. Concentrate on the word sleep. And a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Then the Lord said to him, he's still asleep. While he's asleep, in verse 12, the Lord said to him, in verse 13, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure. When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking firepot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, to your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites. So we see here in chapter 15, conversation between Abram and God, between God and Abram, one of which occurred while he was wide awake in a vision. Another conversation, basically a one-sided conversation this time, one way, God being the only one who speaks, while Abraham was asleep. Possibly some conversation in between those two, possibly having been while Abram was awake. Whether it was all three of those or just two of the three, the vision and the dream, we're seeing that God has the ability to communicate to us and with us, and has no problem with us communicating back to him. Back in just a few.